6, accusing them of seducing the faithful and misleading them with distorted simplifications. He therefore has exhorted all of the bishops of Latin America to lead in a, quote, counter campaign of Catholic evangelization. Now, no one should be surprised that the Roman Catholic Church is preoccupied with what has become a hemorrhaging of their members to non-Roman Catholic groups, 600,000 annually in Brazil alone by Roman Catholic estimates. But a counter-crusade sounds more like something out of the 16th century than a missionary strategy designed for the last decade of the 20th and the first decades of the 21st century. Moreover, it is hardly the kind of approach one would expect to climax the celebration of the 500th anniversary of the first evangelization. Let me conclude by reading here one of the last things that John Paul II has said about the first evangelization. He seems to be idealizing it, and he seems to be ignoring the very mistakes which he said for which they ought to apologize. This is a quote beginning now. Aware of the words of Christ in Mark 16:16, the first missionaries, moved by their faith in the words of Christ and by their love for souls, have accomplished an admirable work by presenting Christ to the peoples they discovered. At the same time, they developed an enormous work of social and cultural promotion which today makes up the proud patrimony of the whole continent and is part of the national being of this area. The artistic and literary monuments, the grammar books and the catechisms in the major Indian languages, the regulations and laws are some of the fruits of the work of a civilizing civilization. A civilizing civilization? The linking of Christianity with European civilization sounds like a promotional piece written by somebody in the 19th century. On the one hand, the Pope is right. Vast numbers of people in the world and even in Christian Latin America need to hear the gospel. And how will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach except they be sent? But unless those who are sent, be they Roman Catholic or evangelical, unless those who are sent go with a different attitude, with a profound desire to know and a profound willingness to appreciate the culture that is there, and with an intimate knowledge of the past, and with a deep commitment to the suffering, the physical suffering of millions of people on that continent. And unless they go as servants of a servant Lord and a servant church, then we have learned nothing from history, and we will rush pell-mell into and commit many of the same mistakes that were committed 500 years ago.
Thank you, Professor Neely. Please rise for the benediction. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. And may the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and forevermore. Amen.